How's it going, Eastern Sierra? Whether you're streaming us from the sunny side of Bishop or sipping something strong in snowy Mammoth, we've got your dose of fresh local news brewed and ready. Today, we're talking high school heroes, breaking records, a downtown revival that's picking up speed, trail talk from Mono County, and a call for creatives from Ready Inyo. Oh, and if you're into spring skiing and strong coffee, and really, who isn't, we've got updates for you, too. You know, something seems to be missing here. Anyway, you know, before we get going, I do want to give a heartfelt apology out there. I was having a very, very bad phone call sitting in the Chevron gas station in Big Pine, and a man came up to me named David with a ponytail, and he tried to talk to me, but I was in crisis mode, and he tried to introduce me to his son, Cody, and I didn't react very well. I waved, but I was very rude, and I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart. It was a bad situation and bad timing, because I really love talking to fans and people out there. So please, if anybody knows David and Cody from Big Pine, send me their email or send me an address or something. I'd like to reach out to them and get them some swag from Eastern Sierra now, because, you know, they seem like very, very nice people, and I was having a really, really bad moment at that time, so I apologize. Hey, let's get to the news. Mono County has officially adopted California's joint strategy for sustainable outdoor recreation and wildfire resilience, aligning with a statewide plan to increase integrated management practices and improve wildfire resilience. This decision demonstrates Mono County's commitment to a proactive approach to wildfire mitigation. By committing to this initiative, the county strengthens its eligibility for future funding, technical support, and collaborative opportunities with state and federal agencies. The goal is to expand recreation while protecting natural landscapes and communities. For a region where outdoor adventure meets fire risk, the strategy could be a critical piece in building a more resilient and accessible Sierra. Momentum is building in Bishop as a new revitalization project takes shape in the downtown area. A group of investors and local professionals are working to transform the Ben Franklin Building into River Queen Provisions, a modernized space with potential commercial offerings. Jennifer Whitney, founder of River Queen Holdings, LLC, envisions a melding of the past with the future, with farm-to-table shopping, unique retail spaces, and indoor and outdoor spaces for meetings and events. With support from local leaders and an eye toward economic development, the project has potential to serve as a catalyst for projects to come. If all goes according to plan, construction could begin soon, with an estimated completion timeline of 18 months to 2 years. For more information on the project, please visit Eastern Sierra Now. Inyo County's Ready Inyo Preparedness Initiative is on the lookout for a creative hand. The program is hiring a graphic designer to help develop public-facing materials that promote emergency readiness and community awareness. This opportunity invites local artists or professionals with design experience to support crucial messaging campaigns, from evacuation maps to educational flyers. Applicants with a passion for public service and a clear communication are encouraged to apply. For more information, please visit easternsierranow.com. Discover Bishop's newest fitness destination, Paradox Fitness, the gym where convenience, community, and results come together. Open 24/7, Paradox Fitness gives you the freedom to work out on your schedule. Whether it's early mornings, late nights, or any time in between, step into our fresh, modern space featuring brand new state-of-the-art equipment designed to help you move, strengthen, and thrive. Looking for motivation? Join the small group classes where every fitness level is welcomed and a supportive atmosphere keeps you inspired. At Paradox Fitness, cleanliness and comfort are top priorities, ensuring you feel right at home as you pursue your goals. Need extra guidance? Well, they've partnered with experienced local trainers to provide personalized coaching tailored to your fitness journey. Hey, go see why Paradox Fitness is the ultimate spot to start and stay on track with your health and wellness goals. Visit today and experience the difference. Looking forward to this weekend's events? The Owens Lake Bird Festival begins today and will continue to take place throughout the weekend. This event, hosted by Friends of the Inyo, takes place in Lone Pine. Be sure to sign up for one of their mini tours and donate if you can. Honky Tonk on the Hill is also taking place this weekend at the Mill, with performances beginning earlier today and continuing until 3 p.m. tomorrow. Mammoth Lakes Foundation is hosting a meet and greet with pizza for Saracoso Community College Mammoth Campus students at the South Gateway Apartments. This event takes place from 4 to 6 p.m. Bishop's Earth Day celebration will be held at the City Park tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This event features live music, artisan booths, food vendors, and dog adoptions. Also, tomorrow, Mule Days is hosting their fundraiser barbecue from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be there. You'll see us. Enjoy a great barbecue and support a great cause. Tickets are just $30 for adults and $15 for children. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, the Big Pine Paiute Tribe is hosting a round dance and spring pine nut blessing. This event takes place at the Reservation Arbor on Richard Street. Alicia Fischbach's art exhibit titled Fiber Fueled opens tomorrow at the Mono Arts Council Gallery and will remain open until late June with a reception on June 7th. And lastly, the Outbound Mammoth Lobby Wine Bar will be hosting a jazz and juice event tomorrow night starting at 6:30 p.m. and a Random Acts of Vinyl event on Sunday starting at 6 p.m. To stay up to date on all the latest happenings, be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events or just download our mobile app. You want to, trust me. All right, don't pack up the planks just yet. Mammoth's rocking a hardy 82-inch base with classic spring conditions. All 177 trails and 22 lifts are open across all 10 parks. So whether you're chasing corn snow or soft bumps, you're covered. Chair 5, aka the High 5 Express, is the move today. Expect buttery turns and plenty of lift line spectators. Temps are toasty, sun's out, and that late season wax, yeah, don't skip it. With a weekend full of events ahead, it's officially second season. Let's ride. Who's brewing up bragging rights in the Eastern Sierra? Is it you? How about you? It's a caffeinated clash of the titans, and the race is heating up faster than your morning espresso. In Bishop, Brood Awakening's holding the top spot, but Black Sheep Coffee Roasters is steaming up from behind. In Mammoth Lakes, Looney Bean is still leading the pack, but with enough community buzz, that could change overnight. And you know how fast those baristas move. Remember, anything can happen before the final bean drops at the end of the month. So sip, savor, and vote for your favorite now at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. And don't forget to check out our new rules while you're at it. We're keeping it fair, fun, and full of flavor. Your next cup could crown a champion. Let the roast wars rage on. Now for a look at today's sports report, brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Enjoy award-winning steak and a great atmosphere. The Bishop Broncos track and field team hit the Wednesday meet against Rosamond like a lightning bolt, racking up victories and rewriting the record books. That's right. From sprints to distance and even the long jump, these athletes weren't just competing, they were crushing. A few new school records? Yeah. Just another day at the track for this squad. Hunter Daly has once again broken the freshman record, this time for the triple jump at 36 feet. Dang. Wyatt Mears also rebroke a freshman record for discus at 128 feet, 6.5 inches. This throw makes for the sixth furthest throw in California for the freshman class. Dang. Wednesday was also Senior Day, celebrating our talented seniors on the track and field team, including Manny Moreno, Leighton Rossi, Dre Gardner, Ellie Reynolds, Joseph Lint, McGenna Westervelt, my niece, Elisa Switzer, Alex Ide, sorry if I got that wrong, buddy, Gabby Vinker, Nick Calderon, Steve Vinker, and Jordan Lemons. Huge congrats to the Broncos for making dust and history out there. Once again, thank you to our sponsor, Back Alley Bowl and Grill, for giving us the opportunity to highlight these accomplishments from these incredible athletes. All right, wrapping things up today, let's take a look at what Mother Nature has in store for us this weekend. Spoiler alert, it's going to be hot. Bishop, California, expect that classic desert sunshine with a side of breeze. Today, expect a warm and sunny day with highs around 85, low 47. Gentle breeze in the afternoon will keep things comfortable. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies continue with temperatures reaching 82 and lows 45. Morning breezes will give way to a calm afternoon. Sunday, sunshine will be followed by some clouds with a high near 75, low 40. A pleasant day to wrap up the weekend. Mammoth, looks like skiing still shines. Partly sunny and warm with a high of 64, lows of 35. Breezy conditions in the afternoon, perfect for spring skiing. Looks like tomorrow, a breezy morning leads to mostly sunny skies with highs of 59, lows of 30. Ideal conditions for outdoor adventures. And Sunday, sunshine will give way to some clouds with temperatures peaking at 57, lows near 27. Great day to enjoy the lingering snow. That's all for today, folks. From track stars to trail maps and warm temps to wild turns under Chair 5, thanks for catching up with us here at Eastern Sierra Now. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and stay connected to the stories that matter in your mountain town. We'll see you next time. Until then, stay sunny, stay grounded, and maybe check your coffee loyalty before casting that Epic Eats vote. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.